everything changed. It's getting harder to recognize the person I was before I encountered Christ. I don't walk like I used to. I don't talk like I used to. I've been washed from the inside. I've been washed from the inside.
Good morning, everybody. You guys can have a seat. You guys feeling okay today? So great to see you. Welcome. Welcome to the 9 o'clock. A lot of celebrating ahead of us. So excited that you're here. If you haven't got a chance to meet, my name is Samer, and I get to serve here as our lead pastor here at Woodstock City. And if you're new to our church, maybe today's your first time, I want to welcome you to our first ever Baptism Sunday here at Woodstock City. Yeah, it's exciting. And the whole morning devoted to celebrating 14 people that are going public with their faith. They're right over here on the right side. We've got their family over there on the left side. Super grateful that you are with us. Super excited. And you know, we celebrate baptisms throughout the year, but we thought, hey, what would it look like to take a whole morning and celebrate as many as we can? So we got 14 at the 9, we got 14 at 11, and we could not think of a better way to head into August, a brand new school year, as we kick off a brand new season in the life of our church. We couldn't have thought a better way to do so by celebrating stories of how people have been forever changed because of the love and the grace of Jesus. So that's what today is all about. If you've never seen a baptism, or maybe you've seen one, even wondered what they're about, there's nothing special about the water. It is a very comfortable temperature, but there's nothing special about the water. Baptism is just an outward expression of an inward change, an outward expression of an inward transformation, just like that song saying. It's an outward expression of being forever changed, not by anything that we've done, but by everything that God has done for us through the person and the work of Jesus. That just as Jesus, who died for our sins on the cross and was buried in the tomb, as we go down in the water, he was then what? On the third day resurrected, which meant brand new life for us. So as we are coming up out of the water, it's symbolic of resurrection, new life, sins washed away, no more defined by anything we have done or will do, but defined by the work of Jesus. And we're righteous. We're made okay with God because of Jesus. That when God looks at us, he sees Jesus. When God looks at you, he sees Jesus. He sees somebody that is forever changed. And today is special because you're gonna get to hear their stories. They're gonna be up here live in just a second. They got their stories written down and they're gonna share their stories with you live and in person. I'm so excited for that. So we're gonna jump right in this morning. So with that, would you guys give a warm Woodstock City welcome to the first seven? We got Emma, Alex, Olivia, Sherry, Ashley, Sue. Would y'all come on up here? I promised them that y'all weren't scary, okay, that you wouldn't bite. This does not need to be like a graduation, save your applause at the end, okay, so feel free to clap after they share their story. And with that, I'm gonna get out of the way, and Emma, I'm gonna let you take it away.
Hi, my name is Emma Cade, and I'm a 25-year-old high school teacher and coach. I accepted Christ as my savior at a young age and grew up with a strong faith. Throughout my life, I've struggled with relationships. I grew up with many friends, but never had any close, lifelong friends. And at 6'1", there weren't many boyfriend options growing up. Through it all, I relied on my relationship with God, my amazing family, and the excitement of college. However, when I entered college, I faced a time in my life where my faith wavered. College is a time that I had looked forward to all my life, especially being a collegiate student athlete. I was excited to make lifelong memories and lifelong friends. I never expected to face an ACL injury, COVID-19, and a lot of mental health problems, including an anxiety and panic disorder diagnosis. I was living minute by minute, just trying to get to the next day, but God knew what I needed. During that time, he introduced me to my now husband. To my now husband, who is amazing, and I have a family who stood by and loved me no matter what. Coming out of college, I started going to church again and really started focusing on my relationship with Jesus. One Sunday, they asked for volunteers to co-lead a small group in the living room. My mom and my sister looked at me at the same time and said, "You have to do that." Being a small group leader has changed my life and deepened my relationship with God. I feel so lucky to know the girls in my group and my co-leader, Kara. Thank you to them, my family, and my husband for encouraging me in my faith. I'm excited to be baptized and share with all of you that I love Jesus and he is my Lord and Savior.
Hi, my name's Alexis Moss, and I'm a senior in high school. One thing that I'll always remember is my family and I would take turns praying together before bed every night. I learned at an early age that Jesus died for us in our sins, and I asked Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. My freshman year of high school is when I started to realize that I wanted to grow my faith and make a better relationship with Jesus because I felt like I was falling behind. When we found out Woodstock City was being built, I was so excited because I could finally be a part of a community that was closer to home. From the moment I watched my first baptism during service, I always felt emotional and think, wow, they're going to live a life full of love and security in their hearts to the Lord. And I have been so excited to get my chance to express my love of Jesus. I am now more committed than I've ever been. I've always felt a big weight on my shoulders that I'm not enough, but Jesus has proven to me that I have a purpose to keep going and achieve my goals. I want to thank my parents for helping me through this process with nothing but support. I'm here today to publicly proclaim that Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
My name is Ovia J. Kumar. Before accepting Christ, my life was filled with anxiety, and I allowed my hardships to determine my self-worth. I had a hard time building relationships with my peers, and I only cared about trying to fit in. When I entered high school, although I made friends, I still felt lost. Around a year ago, I reconnected with an old friend of mine who invited me to a worship night when I was feeling down. That night, I at first felt awkward and out of place because I did not grow up in church. Anxiety rushed within me. The evening began with the group praying together. Prayer was not something that I was used to, and I slowly began to realize that I was surrounded by love. Once we began worshiping, I immediately felt a warm presence in my heart, and it seemed to fill up the room. I felt unconditional love, and I knew then and there that it was the presence of the Lord. I asked Jesus that night to let him into my heart. I recognized that I was in need of a Savior and that my strength had been given to me by God only. I understood how much he cared for us and that he died for our sins. Now I can see Christ working in my life every day. Going to church has been so helpful in allowing for me to grow in my faith. I would like to thank the community at my school's FCA for their endless support on this journey. We spend time together to understand scripture and praise Christ. I'm so excited to be baptized, and I am here to let you all know that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Hi, my name is Steve Hobson. I grew up in a very traditional religion, attending private school, church, and was also an altar boy. Even though I thought I knew all about Jesus, I was certainly far from him. I encountered many struggles in life through my mid-20s. I took my dream job out of college, and soon after that married the mother of my three children. Life seemed so difficult, and I fell into a drug dependence. I entered drug rehab in June of 1983. My 30 days there gave me a chance to refocus and realize that I wasn't strong enough to live life on my own strength. I knew that I had to call on what faith I still had. I started back to church in Marietta and found three men who mentored me to bring me to a life decision to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. At a service in mid-June in 85 at First United Methodist Church, I answered an altar call and committed to turn my life over to Jesus and follow him. It was a turning point and one that likely saved my life in more ways than one. Over the years, I've had many trials, especially the death of my spouse and my son within 3 months of each other in early 2018. Yet in the midst of it all, Jesus reminds me to find joy in our pain and faithfully follow him. I've found a home here at Woodstock City, being in a small group for over 10 years, going through a grief class with a mentor, and now even becoming a mentor myself with Fostering Together. My fiance, Sherry, and I attend the 9 a.m. service regularly and continue to stay involved in moving our faith forward. Today, I want to publicly declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Hi, Hi, my name is Sherry Mulcahy. Before accepting Christ into my life, I made decisions that left me feeling hopeless and alone. I grew up seldomly going to church with family members and neighbors and knew God but never had a relationship with him. Then I met Nancy, who became my mother-in-law. When I met her, she started talking about the Bible, which seemed a little overwhelming at the time. And as I became part of the family, I found myself asking Nancy questions. Soon we moved to Georgia from Florida, and when Nancy came to visit, she insisted we visit North Point Community Church. I continued going to North Point, and both my sons grew up at North Point. I lived in Woodstock, so once Woodstock City opened, I was thrilled to have a church so close to home. My faith was still a roller coaster ride. When my son was 7 months old, Nancy passed away, and 6 months later, my younger brother passed away suddenly. I was angry with God. How could he let this happen? Even though I was angry, I continued to pray. I realized I needed a savior and placed my faith in Jesus. When I needed strength the most, he was there. My marriage later failed and I was left feeling broken. I prayed a lot during that time and felt the comfort and strength of his love. I then learned to appreciate the time I have on this earth with loved ones. I started a small women's group through Woodstock City and met Aris and Lori. We continued with our small group for a few years. I want to thank them for being my rock when I needed it the most. And I also want to thank Steve, my fiance, for continuing to grow our faith together. I am here to publicly announce that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Hi, my name is Ashley Banham. I grew up in a religious home and was familiar with the stories of God, but didn't fully understand what it meant to have a personal relationship with him. I maintained a childlike view of faith well into my 20s. Post-college, I moved to Atlanta and stumbled into family struggles, battles with anxiety, and difficult relationships. In those hard moments, I slowly began to turn to God for help. That shift became more real when I joined a women's group through Buckhead Church. It was there that I first felt a spark, an authentic desire to know God, not just know about him. After meeting my husband in 2020, life moved quickly for us. We got engaged and married in 2022 and welcomed our first child, Nora, in 23. But the joy was soon followed by heartbreak. As we tried to grow our family, we experienced several pregnancy losses. It was in one of those isolating and painful moments that I felt an overwhelming pull to draw close to Jesus. I suddenly felt a deep peace and clear conviction. I needed to proclaim Jesus as my Savior. At that moment, I knew I could trust him completely, no matter what the future held. Since then, I've seen God's faithfulness in my life in new and powerful ways. I am part of a couples group here at Woodstock City. God blessed us with our son, Graham, a few months ago. I want to raise my children in a home that reflects God's love and truth. And to do that fully, I know I need to lead by example. I am ready to live boldly and intentionally, and I am here to tell you that Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
My name is Brooke Dupree. Before I accepted Christ, my life felt like I was constantly searching for something to fill a void. I struggled with insecurity, fear of failure, and trying to control everything around me. I often felt anxious and like I was carrying the weight of the world on my own. That started to change when I began learning more about Jesus, who he really was. I had heard about him growing up, but it wasn't until I was called upon to return to church that I began to understand what it meant to have a personal relationship with him. I realized that no matter how much I tried to be good enough or put things together on my own, I couldn't save myself. Jesus lived the perfect life I couldn't live, died for our sins, and rose again to offer me new life. When I better understood that his grace was a gift, not something I had to earn, I placed my faith in him as my personal savior. That decision was changed everything for me. Since trusting Jesus, I've experienced a deep sense of peace, knowing I'm no longer alone or trying to carry life by myself. My identity is now rooted in him, not in my performance or circumstances. Being part of Woodstock City Church has been a big part of my journey. One of the biggest ways Jesus has spoken to my heart has been through worship music. Songs like Trust in God, Same God, and Bigger Than I Thought all reminded me that I am loved, forgiven, and never alone. God has used those moments of worship to remind me of His presence and truth. I'm so thankful for my family, especially my mother-in-law, who has encouraged me and walked me through this. Today, I'm excited to be baptized and to share with all of you that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Hey, thank you all so much for sharing your story. Can you just say thank you to them real quick? I mean, it's not only brave, but it just reminds me today that we are all stories being written by a God who loves us dearly. He's worthy of every good thing in our lives. And so why don't we, as we continue to celebrate today and celebrate these stories here in just a minute, let's just stand together and let's tell Him that He is worthy today of our breath, of our lives. Come on.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. He's worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. He's worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for You. Oh, we live for You.
Say His name.
Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. He's worthy of every breath we could ever breathe.
Thank you. So good. Thank you so much for singing. You guys can have a seat as we celebrate these next 7 amazing people.
Hi, my name is Victoria Sheffield. I grew up going to church and attended a Christian school, so faith was always around me, but it was never something I felt like I truly owned. Church was more of a place I went or something I did, not a relationship that I lived out. During college and grad school, I continued going to church off and on, but I never found a consistent church home or a group of people that I could grow with spiritually. I often felt like something was missing. That began to change in 2022 when I met my now fiancé, Derek, and we started attending Woodstock City Church together. I was craving a deeper connection and spiritual community, so I joined a growth group pretty quickly. Through that group and the teaching at Woodstock City, I started to truly understand the story of the Bible, who Jesus is, what he did for me, and what it means to follow him personally. Since accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior, he has been working in every part of my life. I've grown and my understanding of who God is and who he's calling me to be. I began working in a faith-based organization where I can share Jesus with others. My growth group has been a safe place where I can ask questions, share struggles, and experience real community. The women in this group have become my friends and my mentors. I want to thank my mom and my family for being constant examples of godly people in my life, and thank you to my growth group leader, Deborah, for leading me these last 3 years and encouraging me to take this step. I'm excited to be baptized today and tell you that Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Pierce. I'm extremely grateful to have grown up in a home where my older siblings and parents set an example of following Christ. When I was in 7th grade, I accepted Jesus into my heart on a school field trip. While my faith has continued to grow since then, it really deepened in 2021. The previous Christmas, I had given my husband and myself a book on prayer, one that had been in my Amazon cart for at least 5 years. But that year, I bought it for some reason. Having 2 very young children at that time, I thought we could read it together very slowly. But he wanted to start reading it daily. I've always struggled to build a daily habit of spending time with God, constantly finding excuses. But my husband's encouragement was a catalyst to start reprioritizing things. Quiet times became a habit that we've worked to maintain even after our 3rd child was born. Reading through the Bible consistently has had a profound impact on my life the last few years. Then a few months ago, while reading to my 6-year-old daughter, we came across a line where someone asks, "How can I tell if now is the right time?" And the answer stuck with me. It's never really the wrong time to do the right thing. So my mind immediately thought about how I continued to push off baptism, and like daily quiet times had always found excuses. So I didn't want to wait any longer to finally take this step of obedience. Thank you to my husband, my kids, my whole family and friends who have been my inspiration and encouragement. I'm here today to publicly profess that Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
Hi, my name is Alex Bishop. I've always known about and loved Jesus since childhood, but it took me reaching adulthood and having children to really understand that I wasn't truly all in. Motherhood was my awakening. First was the experience of pregnancy and all its miracles, and then having my 3 children. It was through having my sons and my daughter that I learned selflessness, patience, forgiveness, and unconditional love. It became a window and a metaphor for me to understand Christ's love for us and how perfect it is. Being pregnant, especially after losses, taught me how to truly surrender. And something really started when I did that. Going through health challenges and any mountain that was thrown my way only showed itself to be a beautiful part of my story, and it fit into a puzzle that is now my life. Surrendering to his great plan has been such a gift. It led me to another step, wanting to truly follow Jesus. In January, I experienced an illness that shook me to my core, and through my healing journey, I leaned heavily on Jesus, and I laid down my fight at his feet. Through this, I learned how to live my life in a different way, trusting him more than ever. I would like to thank my church and all of the godly women and mothers who have become friends or family to me. You know who you are. Thank you for always loving and supporting me, but most importantly, for helping point me to Christ. I'm so excited to be here today to be baptized and proclaim that Jesus is my Savior.
My name is Allison Batchelor. I have always dabbled with religion since I was a child. I would go to church with friends. When I was 10, I had a brother that passed away. I started to go to church more regularly with my family, but I could never connect with the messages. After I graduated from college, my mother also passed away, and my roommate, who's now my best friend, invited me to church with her friends. I really liked it and started going regularly with them and started to listen to the messages. It was in church I started to lean on Jesus to find peace in my life. There was one service where the church took donations and gave donations where I could feel Jesus in that room, and I accepted him into my life. I started coming to Woodstock City in 2017 so my daughter could start going to church with some of her friends. Our family got plugged in, and I now volunteer as a greeter in Upstreet. I'm ready to get baptized now because I want to show my daughter that I can be brave and do the things I want to do even when I'm scared. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For the Spirit of God gave us, does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." I want to thank my husband, my daughter Anna Lynn, my best friend Jan, Megan Boss, the Upstreet staff, Megan and Anna, for helping me along the way in getting baptized. I am so excited to finally show my love of Christ publicly. I'm here today to show that I believe in Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and he is stronger than my fear.
Hi, my name is Denise Unger. I've always believed in Christ, but I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus. There were times in my life when I drifted from my faith, and during those seasons, I felt truly lost. It wasn't until I faced major life crisis that I realized how much I needed to fully surrender to Jesus. I lost nearly everything, my job, my home, meaningful relationships, including the child I was fostering. My parents had already passed, and I was disconnected from my siblings. I hit rock bottom and couldn't understand how I ended up there. But through that darkness, God reached me. He placed people in my life who helped me refocus and reminded me that I wasn't alone. I stopped trying to control everything and started trusting him. He provided housing, a job, and connections here at Woodstock City through a Renew leader and a Dave Ramsey coach. I began serving on guest services, joined small groups, and recently started serving with Upstreet. The friends I've made here are like family, and God even brought Paul Bremer into my life to remind me of his goodness. Today I'm being baptized to say publicly, I love Jesus, and he is my Lord and Savior.
Hello, I'm Tracy Robertson. I was not raised in a Christian home. I was actually raised in an incredibly dysfunctional, abusive home with detached parents and very little support. I was 18 when I went to live with my grandmother, and I was confirmed in the Lutheran church, but it felt more like going through the motions to make her happy. I felt lost. I felt like I was close with God during the hard times when I needed to rely on him, but when I got back to normal, I started swaying away from him and depending on myself and not him. I was 27 when my ex-husband left me while I was pregnant. I went through a divorce, and I remember a very specific moment. God called me to him, and he said, "You're gonna need me to get through this situation," and boy, was he right. I placed my faith in him, but still had a mixed relationship with religion for the last 20 years. It wasn't until the last 12 months that I have really started realizing what it looks like to trust Jesus with everything. And I think a lot of that change has been inspired by the life group I am a part of that has helped me realize I can't do this life relying on myself. If I'm a true Jesus follower, I have to turn it over to him and fully believe. We started attending Woodstock City when we moved to Atlanta 7 years ago, and 7 months later joined the Life Group. We now are part of a group of 16 wonderful people. God has been very good to us. I'd like to thank my grandmother, my husband, and my Life Group family. I'm here today to declare my love for my Savior Jesus Christ, who has forever changed my life. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Antonio Rodriguez. My life has been filled with moments of joy, sadness, loneliness, isolation, pain, both physical and mental, growth and change. Life had hit me in ways I never would have thought. For so long, I wanted to point the finger, always allowing my pride to dictate and interfere with my life and its decisions. That pride was a true detriment to my physical and mental health, but was on full display for all to see when it came to my physical health. I kept thinking I could do it myself, and I refused help. I was close to filing for disability, and I thought I had nowhere to go. I then asked Jesus for help. I said, "That's it, you have me. I surrender. I am internally yours. I can't do it anymore. I need help." That night, I went to sleep exhausted, and when I woke up the next morning, I noticed that I was walking upright and in absolutely no pain. I picked up my baby girl and swung her around with the biggest smile and feeling of joy all over. I stopped and said, "Well, looks like no going back on my word. Thank you, God. I am grateful for everything God has done and given me in my life, because without him, I would have nothing. The only way to live is the way that Jesus Christ modeled for us, to the very best of my abilities, and through that be example to my family and everyone around me. It is what can change you from doing life to living life. I'm here today to say that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Thank you."
Standing and celebrate together. Come on.
Man, what a day. Thanks so much for singing and celebrating. You guys can have a seat at this moment, and Samer's going to be up here in just a second.
If you've been a part of our church for any amount of time, you know this. It's easy to forget. And if you're new here, you need to know that what we just experienced, what we just witnessed, is why we do anything and everything our church does. Our hope and our goal is simple. It is to inspire people to follow Jesus, to inspire people to surrender, to inspire people to say, hey, of all the ways that I could go, I'm convinced that the way of Jesus is the best way. And what here's why I was so excited about, for a number of reasons, but here's what's just true. You can argue with a sermon. Don't argue about mine, but you could if you wanted to. You can argue with what the Bible says. You could argue with theology. You can argue about all of that. You know what you can't argue with? Somebody's story. Somebody's experience. You just got to hear real people share real stories of a real Savior who has forever changed their lives. And for those of you in the room that have followed Jesus for quite some time, you would say you are a person of faith. I hope that does something to your faith today. I hope that inspires new faith in you today. I hope it inspires new obedience in you today. I hope it lights a fire on the inside of your heart that in a way that a sermon never could, you're reminded by the stories that you heard today that the Jesus of the New Testament is real, he is alive, he is working, and he is with you, and he's not done with you yet either. And for those of you in the room, maybe you've never placed your faith in Jesus before. Maybe you're on the side of faith where you're curious, looking in. You've been looking to try to figure out, how can I know that this is real? As great as the sermons are, that of course the pastor's gonna say that. You've been kind of walking this journey with some doubt, with some curiosity, and maybe you've walked through some difficulty like some of the stories that you've heard today, and for you, faith in God in those moments were incompatible, and I totally get that. But maybe for you, for the person in the room that's never put the full weight of their trust in the work of Jesus and what he did for us on the cross and ultimately in his resurrection. Maybe today the stories that you heard sparked something in you in a way that nothing else could. Maybe the stories you heard today showed you that God can be good even in the midst of difficulty. Maybe in the face of you trying to figure out whether or not this thing is real or not, maybe for the first time you could take a step towards belief because you heard real people that sit in the seats on Sundays just like you, that have experienced the goodness of God, the grace of God, the transformation of God, and because of that, they have been forever changed. And so I'd be remiss if I didn't just take a moment that maybe for some of you in the room today that have never put your faith in Jesus, maybe this was a catalytic moment that might inspire brand new faith in you. And if that's you, I just want you to know today, right here, right now, you can trust Jesus. There's no magic prayer. There's no special ceremony. It is you declaring, just like many of the ones that you heard today, declaring in a moment, God, I believe that Jesus's work on the cross was enough to save me from my sin, and his resurrection opened me up to new life, free, full, and forever. Right here in this moment, trusting that there is a God that sent a Savior to not just save you for eternity later, but to illuminate a new way of life, a full way of life in the here and now. And if that's you at any point this morning, would you please not leave here today without talking to one of us? I'll be out in the rotunda after the service. I would love to meet you. We'd love to pray with you, and we'd love to help you figure out what some next steps might be. Because we believe that Jesus is still working. These stories are testament to that. And he's not done with you. He's not done in this church. As big as God is, he's also incredibly personal. So I'd love to invite you, as a church family, as we celebrate all that God is doing, It took multiple Sundays to get to these stories. Every Sunday he's doing something. So as we gather corporately together today to be encouraged by stories that we share, I want to invite you to celebrate with one more song as we sing and we celebrate the good that God has done and the more that he might have in store for you as we follow in obedience. So I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to sing one more song together to close out our service. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the stories that you have written, for the stories that you are writing, and for the stories in this room that will be forever changed because of the stories that they heard today. We are so grateful for the way that you've worked in the lives of these 14 incredible humans. We are encouraged by their obedience. We are encouraged by their public display of faith. And I pray, Lord, that this would just be a picture of the more that we believe to come in this coming year as you continue to work in and rewrite the stories of the people who trust you. And I pray that there is new faith that is built up in this room today. I pray there are people that have never placed their faith in Jesus before, and right here in this moment, that they might see clearly the goodness of who you are, the realness of who Jesus is. And I pray you would inspire new faith today. And as we sing this one more song together, may we believe in the more that you have for us, the more that is on the other side of following, trusting, believing, and surrendering. Thank you for seeing us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for changing us. Thank you for illuminating a new way for us. It is in the matchless name of Jesus that we pray. And all God's people said, amen.
Now true. Come on.
So why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace was running my way? I know I am yours. You say, I was made.
What a morning. What a way to go into August as school picks back up and regular schedules pick back up and we get back into what feels like normal. What a way to go into understanding there's nothing normal when Jesus is a part of the equation. And so I hope today you're encouraged. I know you guys are out here in some way, okay? I didn't have all your names memorized, so I'm going to read them off my cheat screen. Don't look at it. Emma, Alexis, Ovia, Steve, Sherry, Ashley, Brooke, Victoria, Lindsay, Alex, Allison, Denise, Tracy, Antonio. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for courageously sharing your story so that our faith might be inspired. We're inspired by how God has used you, how he's changed you. And as your church family, we are committed to continuing to walk with you. We love you so much. Thank you guys for being here. We love all of you. And I hope you have an incredible Sunday. And we'll see you guys next week. See y'all. Love you.